origin. This network was created on February 4, 2004, by a student of Harvard College called Mark Zuckerberg. As an idea from USA universities to register their students, they tend to assign them a special area to introduce themselves. It was called the Facebook, but today it is known only Facebook. Recently, this network is one of the most visited worldwide, and his creator never imagined that his experiment will be so successful and used by an overwhelming majority of people around the world. Firstly, it was a private website used to Harvard men. Then, since 2005, the membership of Facebook decided to spread it to all educational institutions and for everyone who had an email address. Tools that it offers. Facebook offers different tools, such as chatting, saving information, publishing videos, jokes, quotations, uploading photos, pictures, and music, and more that you can share with all people you want. It also gives you the opportunity to express your business advertising, what you want to sell. In spite of all advantages that this tool has, you should be very careful about the things that you publish and with people who you share your personal information. Remember that it is a free website visited by millions of people at the same time.
Why Facebook is useful for EFL and ESL. Nowadays, most people use social networking tools, especially Facebook, to socialize and communicate. They have contact with people from many countries around the world. They send and receive videos, audios, pictures, and texts in any language, which is something fruitful for those who are learning English as a foreign language, having the opportunity to interact with native speakers. In this way, teachers should use Facebook for assigning students class projects, for enhancing communication, and more. Facebook users could read native friends' comments, and immediately they can start a dialogue and add new friends in order to create a big conversation between two or more people. Likewise, they can create personal groups just